last word on the general election 2024.
I'm Ben Finnegan. After a day of red lines, more housing commitments and arguments about government formation talks before a vote has even been cast. Here's day five of the general election campaign. We'll start with one of the issues topping the list of priorities for voters, housing. Sinn Féin launched its housing policy earlier today. It's promising to build 370,000 new homes if elected to government, which is the most ambitious target put forward by any party so far. It includes a combination of social, private and affordable homes with starting prices of €250,000. The party's housing spokesperson, Ona Brin, believes they can deliver the total number of homes in just one term.
That includes a massive ramping up, first of all, of social housing to about 90,000 new build social homes, more than double what this government will have achieved over 5 years, and about 60,000 affordable homes to rent or buy. And that gives you about 60,000 new build homes on average a year, about 16,000 social and about 12,000 affordable.
Now, staying briefly with Sinn Féin, its party leader Marilyn MacDonald has criticised Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil for saying they won't carry out any talks on forming any potential government with Sinn Féin after the general election. She said the main coalition parties from the 33rd Dáil should have some respect for their party's supporters. Marilyn MacDonald said the party will only go into government with other left-wing parties if elected, while saying that stance hasn't developed because Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil refused to work with them. That's a point that Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin believed to be somewhat contradictory.
When Marilyn has said to the voters that they shouldn't go into government with Fianna Fáil, I mean, that doesn't make any sense now. Sinn Féin has said that the last party that should go into government is Fianna Fáil. I don't understand how Marilyn believes that if another party says something similar, that it's an insult if you say that Sinn Féin can't be in government, but it's not an insult if you say Fianna Fáil should be in government.
Then let's all move on to one of those parties on the left that Sinn Féin would consider talking to in any potential government formation talks, People Before Profit Solidarity. It launched a justice manifesto today. It hit out at what it said was 100 years of neglect towards people with disabilities by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. The manifesto pledges to provide assessments of needs for children within 6 months by fully staffing Children's Disability Networks teams. The TD for PBP Solidarity, Paul Murphy, says assessments are already supposed to be done within those 6 months, but he believes there isn't the political will to do it.
So you have an absurd situation where the state has said, this is the law, parents obviously routinely are going well beyond the 6 months and then are compelled to take the state to court. Every single month you have 25 families going to court. Like, it is fundamentally completely irrational to have all these cases going on and the state breaking its own law.
The Green Party launched its election manifesto today. Among some of the top line pledges is childcare. It says it could deliver free childcare for low income families, the first party to pledge that. But it's following others like Fine Gael, Labour and Sinn Féin in saying that childcare could be delivered at a cost of €200 a month. However, it is saying just for better off families. Now, being the Green Party, it suggested an emphasis towards climate action. Among its proposals, it was €1.2 billion towards retrofitting public buildings. The party also wants to extend the Help to Buy scheme to renters looking to purchase the home they live in and cover 100% of the cost of attic insulation. The Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman says it would reach people in the rental trap.
I think targeting our resources at renters who are at risk of homelessness because their landlord is selling up, renters who could afford the rent of that particular property and will now probably be able to afford a mortgage, but because they've been paying rent for the last 5 years, they haven't been able to gather the money for the deposit. I think it's a really meaningful intervention.
Now, it's also committing to spend €7 billion of the Apple tax money, worth around €14 billion overall, on large-scale public transport. That includes the metro in Dublin, Lewis and Galway, and cutting public transport prices. Now, on that Apple tax money, a lot of parties are pledging to do a lot with that, including Labour. And Today FM's Andrew Louth was at the launch of their finance policy today. Andrew, how does Labour intend to spend this one-off bonanza?
Well, the Greens, Ben, were going through what they would do with about €7 billion of that, whereas Labour have put in a plan for all €14 billion that is in that escrow fund and that has been released to the state's coffers as we speak. And they are going with housing, climate measures and staunch care transition funds, so in health there as well. So they're pledging €7 billion for housing, €6 billion of that to seed a state construction company, seed the development of that. Mm-hmm. And this is something that Labour has been putting pushing for a long time now, a state of a construction company to build more housing. And 1 billion then would be to support water infrastructure. 6 billion for climate measures, so 2.5 billion for a national retrofitting plan. This is supporting street by street upgrades, energy efficiency upgrades in public and community sector. 2.5 billion for major public transport projects and balanced regional development there as well. 1 billion for the state to take direct equity stakes in offshore wind developments too. And 1 billion for the Solange Care Transition Fund, as I highlighted. 500 million of that to be dedicated to support the rolling out of digital health records in the new regional health areas.
So many of those things that they've committed, that once-off payment, would be long-term projects.
Yeah, pretty much. So a lot of the parties are, especially that last one on Sláinte Care, a lot of the parties are really want this implementation of Sláinte Care. This is, of course, this big, massive health plan that all the parties agreed should be implemented in order to improve the public services. And they think that the various aspects of that need to be implemented much quicker. And with this windfall coming in, what better way to spend it than to fast track that and make sure those priorities are implemented very, very quickly, especially the rollout of those digital health records that Labour have alluded to there. This has been something that has been a massive bone of contention, especially when whenever I listen to the Oireachtas Health Committee, where we always hear things about, you know, people getting phone calls from the emergency department, and then they're getting a phone call from the ward, and then they're getting a phone call from a different consultant on the same ward, or they might be moved ward and they get a phone call again, basically going through all the same records. Whereas if they're digital, they're available, they're all there.
Anything else interesting in this party's policies with finance? It seems they put forward an idea that voters have a choice on November 29th, tax cuts or investment. And it seems the Labour Party is putting itself forward as the party of investment.
Yes, so it's not always a popular decision to go with the plan of, we're actually not going to cut your taxes. But what Labour is basically saying is they will index those income tax brackets against inflation. So if inflation goes up and prices and salaries are moving towards that higher income bracket range, and they, what will happen under their plan is the range will actually move up that little bit more.
Now, the Soc Dems, a party similar enough to the idea of Labour, there's been suggestions that there could be a merger between the two, and was of course formed out of a fallout of the Labour Party. You were at a launch today by the Soc Dems. It put forward what it described red lines for any potential government formation talks. What did it say?
So their red lines are simple. They have five red lines: 50,000 affordable purchase homes, and faster. So they are 50,000 affordable purchase homes. They want faster implementation of Sláinte Care, that bringing that up again. Investment to reach climate targets. So these are these climate targets by 2030, in which the state has to reduce its emissions by 51%. They want investment to reach those targets by 2030. A senior ministry for disability. We've heard this one from the Social Democrats and their leader, Holly Cairns, before. They believe that disability services have gotten really, really badly, really, really bad in Ireland, that they now warrant a senior ministry. And they also want public childcare services. They say those are the red lines for any discussion about a programme for government. So if, say, we end up with Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael looking for another partner, this is what the Soc Dems say that they will entertain if they want to enter a programme.
Yeah, now both these parties, Labour and the Soc Dems, as well as probably independents, they hold what's so-called the balance of power. Some suggesting a government could be led by Sinn Féin or Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil into the government, and then they'd need another third leg to prop up the stool. What's meant by the balance of power?
So essentially, we will have 174 TDs in the next stall, and for a majority, they will need 88 TDs. A government will need 88 TDs, bare minimum, to just hold on to that majority. A working government would really realistically want over 90. Mm. So if you say, let's take Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, I'm not saying that's not what's going to happen, but let's just take that for example, because that's, according to polling, that's where we're looking at the moment. If they have, say, 85 TDs, they'll need another party with them to go in there. So yeah, Labour and the Social Democrats could hold the key to that, and indeed independents as well. Independent Ireland, some kind of right-leaning independents, regional independents could also hold that key. But for any of them to do that, they would not only have to hold what they have, hold the seats they have, but they would also have to make gains as well.
And do you think parties like the Soc Dems, Labour, these independents, they would use that for voters and say that you vote for us, we could be at the table and you can trust us.
Well, it's interesting that both of them, I was at both launches today, and they both made the point that they want to go into government. Labour saying that they have a record of going into government, that they have always stepped up to the plate in the national interest. Let's not forget that 2011 to 2016 government. Many people haven't. Other people seem to have, because they've had a little bit of a comeback in the last few months. The last local elections were quite good for them. And of course, they won the European Parliament seat as well. There's been some chagrin about the Social Democrats, whether they want to get into government. Holly Cairns made unequivocally clear they want to go into government. Mm. So that's their pitch to the voters. And they're both saying that they will talk to whoever, but the Soc Dems put out their red lines today. Labour are putting out their red lines as well. The State Construction Company is a clear red line for them, as well as better investment for public services. They're both red lines for those particular parties.
Well, certainly a lot of moving and shaking to go in the next 18 days. Today FM's Andrew Loud, thanks for that. Now, earlier on The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper, there was a debate on climate action. It featured Fianna Fáil Senator Fiona O'Loughlin and the Green Party's Usheen Smith. Here's a little taster of what happened, where they were debating the idea of investment in roads.
The Green Party would be pushing for a 2-to-1 spend on public transport infrastructure versus new roads. So, you know, that's saying that every time you spend a euro on a road, you've got to spend 2 euros on buses and trains. I don't know if Fianna Fáil will... Well, I don't think that's the kind of thing that Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael or Sinn Féin would put in their manifesto.
Well, Usheen, but you can see the perception
is... anything that will only happen if the Green Party is in government or another party.
But the Green Party has successfully blocked the things like the motorway for Cork to Limerick and the Galway Outer Ring Road.
The Galway Outer Ring Road didn't happen because it got tied up in planning. I think it had a planning problem. And the Cork-Limerick motorway is actually being progressed and is much further along the line. And I think it's a much better project than was originally planned. So I absolutely not.
Yeah, I think we didn't try to stop. The Green Party candidate has definitely been against the Galway Ring Road on the record.
Sir, look, I think there are better ways to spend money in Galway.
Now, you can listen to that full debate on podcast, and Matt Cooper will be continuing The Last Word's daily election coverage from 4:30 tomorrow afternoon on Today FM. Now, that's it for day 5. We'll be back with more tomorrow.
The Last Word on the general election 2024. Today FM.